Okay, I'm going to share with you what I said, Shabbos Parshas Mahaloscha. In Parshas Mahaloscha, we have the Parsha of the Mizoinanim, where the beginning started with the Erev Rav, and then who incited Bnei Yisrael to complain about the fact that there was no meat to be had in the desert. They complained to Moshe that they wanted meat. So Moshe cries out to Hashem that I can't take this anymore. This is this nation is more than I can handle. Hashem says to Moshe, tell them that I'm going to give them meat. They're going to have not enough for a day, not enough for a week. They're going to have for 30 days. They're going to have so much they're going to be sick of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "Yerma Moshe, sheish meis elef ragli ha'amash ra'anechi v'kirboi. 600 foot soldiers are the nation that I am within them. Va'ata amarta basar etan lahim va'achlu chodesh yamim. And you're telling me you're going to give them meat for a month? Hatzainu baka ishachat lahim amata lahim. Even if you slaughter all the sheep and cattle. If it's called ki ayom yayosef lahim amata lahim. Even if you gather all the fish of the sea, it won't be enough. V'yamir Hashem al-Moshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, Hayad Hashem tiktar? Is the hand of Hashem short? Meaning, is there something that are you questioning my ability? So the obvious question is, and Rashi brings from the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva wonders why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu punished? Why wasn't he punished for questioning Hashem's ability? I mean, and it's mamash not to be understood. Hashem tells him, "I'm going to supply meat for a month," and Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, "Where are you going to get it from? It's impossible." We're not talking about any simple person, even for a simple yid to question Hashem's ability is beyond anything that a yid would do, and that let alone Moshe Rabbeinu. When he hears directly from Hashem, "I'm going to supply them with meat," then yes, Hashem, where are you going to get it from? We also need to understand the use of the word ragli. Moshe Rabbeinu says that 600,000 feet, 600,000 foot soldiers, all of a sudden, why is he called Kal Yisrael ragli? Foot soldiers. Earlier in the parsha, we have the parsha of the Pesach Sheni. So the pasuk says that Vahi Anoshim Asher Yitmein LeNefesh Adam, there were people that were tame, they had come in contact with a corpse. V'lo yachlu lasus da Pesach v'yemahu, and they weren't able to perform the mitzvah of the korban Pesach because they were tame. V'yemru Anoshim Ayehim Ayelav. So these people said to Moshe, "Anachnu Tameim LeNefesh Adam." We're tummy because we came in contact with a corpse. Lama nigora, why should we be diminished from being able to offer the carbon? And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Imdu ve'esh ma yidaber Hashem. Stand here and wait. Let's hear what Hashem says to it." And Hashem gives them the mitzvah of the Pesach Sheni, well, the second opportunity to perform the carbon Pesach. And everyone asked the Kasha, what kind of question is Lama Nigora? Why are they asking why she would be diminished? They themselves said why they're diminished, because they're Tomei. And we all know that a Tomei who's Tomei can't offer the Korban Pesach. What kind of question is Lama Nigora? Rashi there comments, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Imdu, Ve'eshmo, stand here and I'll hear what Hashem says." Rashi comments, "Ashrei Yilud Isha. fortunate is a human being, shekach muvtach, that is so secure, shekolz ma shayroitzal yimadabra ma shechina, that whenever he wanted, he could talk to the shechina. We need to understand, why is this matter revealed specifically here by the Korban Pesach, by the Pesach Sheni? So I think we can understand this based on a Sefer Toldos, a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He brings a pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas, I believe in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk says, "Asher nosi yechtol ashmas ha'am." The pasuk is talking about a case where a nosi, a leader of Klal Yisrael, sins. But the expression of the pasuk is, if a nasi sins to the fault of the nation. And the Toldos says that when we find sometimes that a nasi sins, that what the pasuk is revealing to us is that it's a result of the fault, it's a result of the sins of the nation. That because the nation sins, that causes, it spiritually has an effect, that the Nasi, that the leader, will also sin. So let's try to understand what the Toldos is saying. How do we understand that? I believe that the explanation is that Klal Yisrael is called a Kaima Shalema. We're a structure of a person. Klal Yisrael is a structure of a human being. Meaning that we have leaders, the leaders are our head, and the masses are the feet. Now, under normal circumstances, by a regular human being, the head sends messages to the feet, whether the feet should go, the feet shouldn't go. The head is the one that determines whether the feet should walk or they shouldn't walk. And that's the way it's supposed to work in Klal Yisrael as well. The leaders are supposed to direct the masses as to whether they should do, they shouldn't do, so on and so forth. It is the head that sends the messages and directs the feet. However, as we know by a regular human being, there are some times that our head tells our feet not to go. Or to go, and due to the desires of our heart, our feet decide to go anyway. Against the logic and the intellect of our mind, our feet decide to go against logic, against the direction of our head, or they decide not to go against the logic of our head. So, let's say, what happens in such a case, where the head tells a normal human being, the head tells the feet, don't go. It's not a good thing to do. And as a result of the person's desire, the feet go. What does the head do? The head really has no choice. The head goes along. Not only does the head go along physically, the head goes along mentally as well, meaning that once the feet go, the nature of a human being is that the person tries to justify what they've done. So the head starts justifying the feet. And it works the same way in the structure of Klal Yisrael. Even though when the leaders tell the masses not to go, but the masses decide to go against the advice of the leaders, it is the leaders automatically are drawn along. Asher nosi yechta la'ashmasam. The nosi, the leaders are drawn along with the sin of the nations. Not only physically, but mentally. The leaders, it is perhaps one of the functions of a leader is to justify the masses, is to justify the nation. That's one of the functions of the leader. And that's why when Klal Yisrael worshipped the eagle and when we sent the Meraglim, the one that stood up for us was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was there to justify us, to say to Hashem, you said, you didn't say, when you spoke, said, you see, we're only speaking to me, we weren't speaking to them. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to find a way to justify them. Because the head has to go along where the feet go. Asher nosi yechta la'ashmas ha'am. And that's why we find that by the Chet HaMaraglim, for example, Hashem tells Moshe, Shlach l'cho anoshim. Rashi says, Shlach l'cho, why does it say send for yourself, people? So Hashem told Moshe, Ani eini mitzav l'cho. I'm not telling you to send them. I told you the land is good. There's no reason to send them. But if you want to, send them. What was Moshe thinking? Hashem told him, basically told him not to send. But the pasuk says in this week's parsha, Parsha's Devarim, the pasuk says, "Vatikrivu ne'elai kulchem," that all of Klal Yisrael approached Moshe and they said, "Nishtacha anoshim lefaneinu." We want to send spies. Since the nation wanted, Moshe Rabbeinu had to justify it. That's why they're called Meraglim. Meraglim comes from the word regal, which are the feet. The feet went. The heads had to go along. Kulam anoshim roshei b'nei Yisrael hema. They were all anoshim roshei b'nei Yisrael. They were all the heads of b'nei Yisrael. The heads had to go where the feet go. And that's why we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for sending the Meraglim. Because that's the function of a leader. Aharon HaKohen wasn't punished for his role in the Chet Ha'Egel. Because that's what the nation, that's where the nation was. The head has to follow the feet. That's what we find when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Aharon afterwards and said, what did you do to this nation? And Aaron answers, you know this nation, that they're up to no good. I'm the head that goes along with the feet. So in this case, where B'nai Yisrael had the man, they had the be'er, they had all their necessities. Yet they were lacking amunah that they had whatever they needed to have, and they were convinced that they need to have meat, and that the fact that they don't have meat is not a good thing. It was a total lack of amunah that Hashem would take care of them, total lack of betochen. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the head, is drawn along with the feet. And if they're questioning Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to question Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu fits it into his word. He's explaining to Hashem why he's questioning him. He's telling him, Sheish me'ois elev ragli, ha'am asher onoichi bekirboi. I have 600,000 feet. And that's where they're going. I've got to go along. So Rabbi Akiva has a question. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu punished? He's not punished because that's the function of a leader. When the feet go, the head goes along. The head needs to justify where the feet go. But this also works for the good as well. when a leader is surrounded by people that are mevakshim, that seek and yearn for a search for greater heights in spirituality, then the leader is uplifted. When the feet go in the right direction, the head goes along as well. Even when the feet go against logic as well. So you have people that logic understands why they can't offer the Korban Pesach. But they have such a burning desire to become closer to Hashem. And they understand themselves. They say, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. We're tamei. We know we can't offer the Korban Pesach. But lama nigora? Why should we be diminished? We want to become closer to Hashem." Once again, we have the feet here going against the head, but they're going in the right direction. And it's specifically here that Moshe finds the ability to say, "Wait, let me just ask Hashem. Right now I feel that I have the ability to turn to Hashem and ask Him whatever I want." Not because I have inherently that koyach. It's because you, my feet, you brought me there. Imduva Ashra Yiludisha, fortunate is a human being that is so secure that he could ask Hashem, he could speak to the Shekhinah whenever he wants. Why? Because of the people who are surrounding him. Because of the people that he represents. So it's very important to know that when we have complaints against our leaders, we sometimes just need to look in the mirror and realize that if we would be going in the right direction, we would be taking our leaders with us, because the head has to go, the head goes where the feet go. And if we, really, their koyach, their power is really dependent on the power of the nation, of the feet. So we know it was as a result of the Chet HaMaragdim that we suffer the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Maragdim came back on Tisha B'Av. And as a result, it was decreed that the Beis Hamikdash should be destroyed. So in order to correct that, we need to see to it that we should seek and search greater heights in our ruchnias, and to demand of our leaders to take us to higher spheres in our avodas Hashem. That is the exact opposite of what the Maraglim did, and that tzchus will be zeiche to the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, Ashtishi, Bibias, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'mehera, B'yameinu,